Lunch to physics class.
Okay, all these people running in traffic. This is crazy. Why?
I run a single 400. And I run the 100, 4x100, 4x200.
Maybe he's just going to get you to run this 4x400 relay.
There is none.
No, I'll just run by yourself.
Oh, hey, when does this meet? Is it supposed to have been?
Yeah, it's just now.
No, are you ready? Do they have the meeting already? Is it just for those that are going to actually participate in the events?
Yeah. Let me see another 400 relay.
No one else in 800 relay.
Well, Layton.
crazy runs fast. We saw her coming around the corner one day and she was really smashing out.
Look at all these names down here. Debbie Swarovski, Halsey Young, Steve Kano, Scott Hill.
Well, Scott and I are at least the same.
Yeah.
Oh,
there were boys and girls too, I see. That's the only way. That's all the people we got for buddy. Look at this alone.
Lawrence, leave that one. Lawrence, come on. Lawrence, I mean, this. Don't break
it. I look, he broke it. But, you know what, look at this. 800.
What does he have to do?
800.
So they have to
do 400. Well, I'm the only one in a 400 relay, in the 4x200 relay. Besides Scott, and Scott's in question.
In the relay, you need more than just one person in the relay.
I know, the rest, you got three girls doing it.
You running with girls?
I know, that'll work.
It doesn't really, no, it doesn't.
Who's in the 400? Me, Roger.
You got a strange coach.
Two. Three. I tell you, after last year, you know, when we had such a good track team, you get over here and you start running with Roger's the only competitive one around here. Really. You get Peter Shedd and who is it? Duwan, whatever that guy's name is. Me and Roger and Peter Shedd doing the 4x100. The son wouldn't be in a competition. You know what? Great life was last year and all the practice sessions 4x100. One thing they didn't get us in, it was a 4x400, which he only beat us once.
Roger runs pretty good, huh?
Yeah, he runs pretty good.
Dude, they're really
good.
Hey, does that flashlight work?
stuff in it.
It's falling, I'm not that down.
Could have fooled me.
Hey, Lawrence.
Mr. Nissen, a question. The 800 relay that you have here, the only other person running that is, besides me is Scott.
No, we've got some other people in it.
Yeah, I noticed all these extra names on here tomorrow.
No.
They know about it?
I don't have anything to do with it.
Hey, Lawrence?
Was on the Scott's in question, and there's three other girls running. I think it's on the fourth. You don't have a screw like this.
Okay. Up there.
Hey, Lawrence. Who's got it? Buzz came through. Hey, Lawrence, a little. What a sad tangerine.
Why don't you shove over some? You can plan to hog the whole table or something.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys ever seen a dog that has got rabies?
No. Well, I've seen pictures.
You know the signs?
Don't they get up and down and bark and drool?
Water? Foaming at the mouth? Please?
Yeah, they foam at the mouth.
Yeah, foaming at the mouth, but that's a very late sign, apparently.
It's hard to tell until very late, isn't it?
Is there an urge to bite or something too?
Not necessarily.
They lurch.
Apparently.
They lurch.
Hey, what?
Is that not late too?
I think so.
I think they don't take care of themselves as much. They, you know, they get dirty.
My dog's always been dirty.
You worry about your dog?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's even starting to salivate, I think.
From what? Will it get rabies?
Well, this area is the worst in some fall for rabies.
Yeah, that's right.
And your dog wasn't the one that got squished on the bone today?
Well, I wish it
was. Headache, huh?
Why do you keep it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, for one thing, it's useful for... It really barks, and goes into a really scary, and the security in this area is not fabulous, you know?
Well, it's your own security. Anything has rabies.
Oh, yeah, it has rabies, yeah. But I mean, this is the first time we really thought it had rabies. Apparently, according to a book my wife read, she just found this out this morning. If a dog gets vicious with inanimate articles, that's a sign of rabies. I think that's been happening in the last couple of weeks. I thought she was getting playful.
Well, I thought she was attacking your beard. Inanimate objects.
Why don't you just get rid of her, you know, and when people come back, touch her rabies.
Take her to the vet and ask them to
kill her. And
she can't check. The vet can't check it. The only way you can check it is to keep them under observation. You can't put them away. Once you suspect it, you can't put them away. You got to keep them under observation. It's the only way to prove. Because this country does not have good enough lab facilities to confirm or deconfirm rabies after the dog is dead.
But you've got to prove this has to have...
Has it bitten anyone?
The only other way is to go through the shots.
Well, that's no fun. You want to get rid of the dog anyway.
Well, once you go through the shots, you don't have to do it anymore.
That's true.
They got it down now. How many shots is it?
10. I knew you got it down to 10.
Oh,
that would be
that would gut you out, man.
But once you do it, man, you really feel relieved.
What?
Have you had it?
No, but I can guess.
Oh, man, you don't feel relieved after you get the shot.
No, I mean, once you got them all taken and it's done and over with.
Oh, yeah. Ask the Saunders family. They went through the whole thing.
And this dog's a relative of those dogs.
Yeah? They thought that the dog got rabies from the prefettura.
By the way.
The rabies shots. So we didn't... They came around, but we didn't have our dog get a shot from them. We took it to a proper vet.
Yeah, but they told me later that there was a coon or what looked like a mad... Not coon, but a porcupine. Some kind of animal in the tree.
Six. Are these...
Possum. Mad possum up in their tree. About 6 weeks to 8 weeks before they got a rabies, they remembered later. So they think that's what they got. Okay.
How's that? Mucho mejor.
Period?
Douglas Day.
Versus Mass.
It's almost straight.
What chapter?
Now, period. Square versus Mass. So this happens to be linear. Now, is this a contradiction of what I told you last day, where we said that the mass is equal to the force divided by the acceleration? Is that then a contradiction?
What's period?
Or in the time mass? Time for the oscillation, right?
Yeah, but in this equation of mass versus force over acceleration.
Right, period doesn't show up here. So let's change this. Mass times...
Both the force and acceleration for that
change
thing was constant.
Change in time was equal to force divided by, times change in velocity, right? Is that right? Change in velocity divided by change in time. No, that's correct. Sorry.
Over acceleration?
Okay, that's the same as this, right?
Right.
Now, therefore, if we solve this for mass, we get mass is equal to force times change in time divided by change in velocity. Okay, now, does this contradict this?
No.
Do we have period here?
We got time. You got a change in time.
Time. We have a change in time, but do we have period?
No.
No, we don't have period. We have a time-related to a velocity, but we don't have period. As a matter of fact, do we know how the period of time relates to acceleration, for instance, how the period of time relates to force for an oscillating object? Have we talked about that previously? No, we haven't. So let me give it to you. We will be talking about it later on. At this point in time, in order to use our inertial balance, we must know the following. That time is proportional to...
That's cool.
I'm sure I didn't give you an
heresy. Where'd you find the marble?
Heresy.
I would call it an heresy.
Excommunicated.
Larry found it in the Portuguese room somewhere.
Hey, it's all about. We all excommunicate Mr. Peters from the physics lab.
Acceleration is proportional to 1 over time squared. Over period squared. Okay, so if this is true, can you put this in here and develop proportionality? Let's say this is given. I'm giving this to you. Later on, we'll talk about it some more. But the acceleration is proportional to 1 over time squared. So how does that change this?
Well, that comes from our lab, doesn't it?
Pardon?
Acceleration is equal to 1 over time squared, isn't it?
No, acceleration on oscillating motion is equal to 1 over period squared. T is period, capital T is period.
Oh, okay.
We haven't done anything with that. Larry, is that tape recorder?
Does it pick up the ticks? Yeah.